podcast stuff.
Hey, this is Twisted Cat.
And Batman.
We just saw Unearthed Lacuna Coil in flames and Machine Head at the Wiltern in Los Angeles.
Woo!
Props to the guy from Unearthed for wearing a shirt that's
Navajo Code Talkers.
Yeah, promoting Navajo Code Talkers, or, you know, like, reminding people that they exist since they've been taken off the fucking website. So props to them.
Weird crowd, good show.
Yeah, very weird crowd. Even for LA, it was kind of muted somehow. I think In Flames got the best audience response.
Probably.
And a bunch of people left after In Flames, so there wasn't, like, a really good crowd for Machine Head.
Yeah. Well, and, like, at the during Unearthed set, when they were doing the, like, you know, give it up for, you know, the other bands, you know, it was actually sounded louder for Lacuna Coil than any of the other bands.
Sure.
So,
well, Lacuna Coil has a very, very rabid following.
Sure, I get it.
And I think a lot of people left after Lacuna Coil, to be honest.
They left there, or a bunch of them stuck around for In Flames and then, you know, bolted.
Yeah, I mean, it is a work night and all, but yeah, it was just strange.
But come on, people, get out for metal.
I love me some Machine Head,
there's tariffs on that shit now.
Right? So Lacuna Coil was great.
Lacuna Coil was fucking awesome. I've been wanting to see them live for quite some time. Did not disappoint. They're one of those bands that you hear them and they're recording stuff and you wonder, okay, do they have that? Can they bring that live?
They can.
And yes, they can.
Yeah. In Flames was fun for us. At least it was fun for me because we know the guitarist. Rick was his dive instructor. I'm sorry, Batman was his dive instructor.
Oh no, my secret identity.
And so it was fun to see him perform. We know what he's like, you know, off stage. And so he was actually much more animated than I had anticipated, but he seemed to be really enjoying himself, and that was cool. I love seeing a musician who's, like, really having fun.
Yeah, just in the zone, having a good time. He's bantering with the crowd, even though they do not give him a microphone. He's there playing guitar. He doesn't get near a microphone at all. He is singing along with everything, because you see him doing that. But he's up there, like, working the crowd, doing stuff, whether it's just, you know, physically and interacting with the crowd constantly, even if he's not playing.
Yeah.
And not, you know, bantering on the mic. But now he's up there having a good time, doing his thing. He's an awesome guitar player.
Yeah.
It's taken a while for me to actually be able to see In Flames because they don't come to LA that much.
They don't.
They're from Sweden. And they are big in Europe, and they do a lot of European and Northern European tours, and apparently a bunch in South America.
Yeah.
But they don't get to LA all that often, so.
I think this was our first opportunity.
This was. I got invited to another show that was, funny enough, I was just about heading out to a dive.
That's right, it was like lobster season.
It was lobster season. It was the last dive of Aloha just before they moved out of town and took the boat with them. So, yeah, it was weird. That was a, like, I can't not go on this thing now. But my other friend who I met through that shop is, in fact, playing a show tonight. And I got invited, like, that night to see if I wanted to go. I'm like, I can't.
So we got to see them tonight. They were good. I enjoyed them a lot.
They were awesome. Both Lacuna Coil and In Flames pretty much ended with my favorite songs of theirs.
Yeah.
I am all over that new Lacuna Coil single that is on the radio right now.
Yeah. I Wish You Were Dead. I got a video of it. It'll be up on my YouTube channel.
It's super awesome, like, melodic goth metal.
Yeah.
Very, very kind of theatrical sort of band.
Yeah,
just musical style. They're Italian. They're an Italian metal band that I kind of look at them like they're kind of what you would get if you take Evanescence and mix them up with I Prevail.
All right, I can see that.
Because they've got the clean vocals, which is very, like, kind of operatic sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And the crunchy, you know, the crunchy Cookie screaming.
Monster.
Yeah, the crunchy screaming vocals. And they do a good mix back and forth.
Yeah.
So they've got that, like, Evanescence, ethereal sort of vibe, and the, you know, the growl metal.
Yeah.
And, yeah, some cool harmonies and stuff, and they put on a great show.
Yeah.
But yeah, 100% held up live, even in that song that's, you know, got some super clear vocals and harmonies and all sorts of stuff, and just fucking nailed it.
Yeah.
In Flames, awesome.
Yeah.
I love their stuff.
Their lighting was interesting to me.
Yeah. A lot of backlight.
Yeah.
They had a kind of a wall of light going on behind them, which is certainly visually interesting and exciting.
I think mostly for me it was the fact that they managed to make a lot of the lights look like they were flames.
Yeah.
That was kind of cool.
Because they're, you know, in flames.
Yes.
A lot of their shows, they do actual flames. They just can't get
you
away
can't
with that
do
at the
that wheel turn.
No.
Fire Marshal would have a cow.
Yeah, no, most of the pictures I see from them, from a lot of their shows and festivals and things in Europe are, you know...
Flame effects.
A lot of flame effects. They are, yeah. In fact, in flames, so they...
Sure.
They use the fire.
But yeah, not so much in a historic building in Los Angeles.
No.
Machine Head, I felt like they really brought the energy. I enjoyed their set. It was really abbreviated because a lot of people had left already and they weren't getting, you know, the energy back, which is really unfortunate.
He was just trying to vibe and pump up the crowd and was barely getting it. And
I was very pumped.
Yeah. I was too. I like Machine Head. They are a good high energy show.
Yeah.
And I get it. When you're just not getting that energy back, it's hard to keep that energy up. So it was a little bit short.
Yeah.
We ended up through Chris and his.
Through Stephanie Carell, who has been interviewed on this podcast.
Yes.
We got sort of backstage passes. They were the most bizarre backstage passes ever.
We were, like, allowed into the back hallway, but only while we were being escorted, but not to the actual, green room after party thing. It was some sort of weird...
It was very strange.
It was a very strange backstage.
It was
backstage,
the most useless pass ever.
Yeah.
But I got to say hi to Rob and thank him for the show because I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, but either way, we got to go down and hang with some of the bands and industry folks and whatnot, and ran into some other friends down there.
Rowan
and Vic were down there, doing the metal thing as usual.
Yep. At least you ran into Vic, not at a bar mitzvah for once.
Yes, exactly. That's fine. And I don't run into Ro at the bar mitzvah as much these days because he can't stand the music.
Yeah.
Well. Turns out it's a thing. But, running into them down there, obviously, you know, Jose Mangan is down there doing his thing.
Because it's Jose.
I didn't bother saying hi because he would know me other than the other 1,500 people that he's fist bumped at shows here and there. So.
Right. Yeah.
But it was good times.
Yeah, it was a fun time. Tomorrow we are seeing Trivium and Black Veil Bride.
Bullet for my Valentine.
For my Valentine. There we go.
There may or may not be somebody else opening. We'll see tomorrow.
There is, and I can't remember off the top of my head who it is.
Oh, I think we looked them up at some point.
Oh, yeah. It's the band that's managed by Danny Wimmer Productions. They had a single on Octane a while back, and I cannot remember for the life of me who it is. We'll talk about them more tomorrow, though, because we will remember who
they are.
We'll
remember who they are.
Seen them.
We'll have just seen them, and we'll actually know the name. As for right now, it is Mystery Band number 3.
Yes.
Along with Trivium and Bullet for My Valentine.
Yes.
And we will catch you up tomorrow.
Yes. I've been Twisted Cat.
I'm Batman.
Get in the van!